All right, Bruce Jenkins joins us, San Francisco Chronicle. Bruce, back in the Bay Area. We miss you already, Bruce.
I miss Arizona, I tell you. You know, I missed Cespedes' home run. Wilson's pitching today. Every day, you know, I wish both teams were on TV. You know, once you've had a little taste, you want to keep it up.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Of course, we enjoyed spending a nice week with you down here, but I'm watching Ron Wotus hit ground balls to Freddie Sanchez right now, right in front of me at second base. And Sanchez throwing him into Wotus, and honestly, Bruce, you know, he's not throwing at any sort of game speed, but this shoulder looks loose for him. You saw Freddie Sanchez while you were down here. What was your take on Freddie?
Well, I mean, at that stage, he wasn't doing a whole lot of throwing. You know, I don't ever worry about him hitting as long as he's got, you know, pain-free shoulders. That won't be a problem. And, you know, as much as he might look good in warm-ups and just, you know, trying to get loose and all that, you really won't know until there's a ground ball up the middle. He's got to make a good hard throw against the body, you know, on the run, the kind of thing that puts the strain on the shoulder. And you see how he responds from maybe diving up the middle or into the hole for a ball. You know, those are the things that really really test a second baseman. And, you know, he's one of the all-time gamers. And if he were to show any hesitation on things like this, I think it would be a worry. I don't think he'd ever do that. I think he'd probably get hurt first. But, you know, it's all encouraging right now. And I think he's a huge part of the season. I think his playing, you know, more than his share of games, say at least 130 games at second base, is just huge for this team.
Yeah, it is. Now, you got a good look at Sanchez, of course, working out. We saw Posey. And you really got a good look at Angel Pagan and Cabrera. Now, they're 1-2 in the lineup against Sandoval is hitting third. We got the three switch hitters starting it off. I'd love to get your take, now that you've had a couple of days to reflect on it, on the top of the batting order.
Well, I want Sanchez in there at number two. I mean, he's proven he can do it. He did it for a world championship team. He can do everything that's asked from a number two hitter, you know, while probably hitting right around 300. Now, Cabrera has shown too much run-producing potential to be hitting there. I mean,
okay.
It's all very nice to have switch hitters at the top, but I want him at five. I want it Pagan, Sanchez, Sandoval, Posey, and Cabrera. That's my top five.
All right. You know, Bruce Bochy said, I don't know if you heard his comments earlier, but they're going to run more. And against San Diego out there, you and I were there. Eight stolen base attempts on Thursday.
Well, it's great. I mean, every time Pagan or Gregor Blanco or, you know, Tyler Graham or any of these guys, Burris, you know, they're going. And it's great, but Bochy wants to see it. And it's a terrific thing to watch. You know, all those guys I mentioned, I'd bet on the steal happening. You know, you never know. You're going to get shot down at times. But, you know, the whole pitch-out game and the cat and mouse, I think Bochy really likes that. He hasn't always had the opportunity to manage like that, but he's got a bunch of guys that can go, and they're not all going to be on the team. But, I mean, it's great to watch the strategical change.
Yesterday, Tommy Joseph went deep twice.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one, you know, the berm out in left field. It was well up in the berm in left field.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him this morning a little bit, and I said, well, you know, just off the record, I didn't know the answer to the question, so I didn't want to ask it on the record. But I said, you know, you ever go deep in a game two times? And he said, well, I went back-to-back twice. In back-to-back games down in the Cal League, and he said he hit seven home runs in a week down there.
The first thing I ever heard about Tommy Joseph coming out of the minors was his power. And he's relatively new to the catching game, but, you know, Bochy always talked all spring about this is the best young group of catchers he's ever had, you know, talking about guys like Susak and Joseph and Hector Sanchez. And, you know, he's talking mostly about how they look behind the plate because that's just so important to a team. But Joseph can really hit. I mean, it may not be long before he passes Hector Sanchez as the best of those guys, or maybe the one, you know, best suited to take over if they think Posey's going to be a first baseman in a couple years. So he's a real exciting prospect. There's no question about his power. He definitely can hit him out of any park, and, you know, there'd be a tremendous element in the Giants lineup if he were to really blossom into a major leaguer.
Yeah, 20 years old, and, you know, and he likes catching. You know, I just chat with a guy, say, you like catching? He says, yeah. You know, he likes being in the action, you know, because other positions, you know, you sort of stand around, and, you know, catching, you're thinking all the time. So he really likes to catch.
Yeah, anybody who likes to take charge of the game, you know, at the cost of tremendous pain, just balls off the mask, off the fingers, and collisions at the plate, is willing to do all that. You know, that's a tough-minded guy right there in every respect, mentally and physically. And it's great to see a kid like that. And I think Susak is the same way, right out of Oregon State. He's very comfortable behind the plate. So it's all good for the Giants that way.
All right, Bruce Jenkins with us on this Sunday morning here. We're both on the same time now. Did you put your clock ahead?
I did, amazingly. My little daughter reminded me, and we're all up to date here.
Yeah, good for you. All right, I like that better. All right, they used to call they still do, the tools of ignorance, the catching equipment. But, you know, it's really not true.
No.
Because it takes a brilliant person, honestly. You have to call the game. You have to know everything about the game.
Well, absolutely. It's a funny way of putting it. Like, who in his right mind would do this? You know,
right.
I mean, it's a different position. It's almost like a football position. I mean, the physical strain is really excessive. I mean, compared to any other position in the game, and it's the tools of magnificence, the tools of resilience. And all those other things, the tools of resolve. I love a guy who, especially a catcher who can hit, a catcher who has a good defensive reputation, who can also hit, is very, very special.
And he ends up in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and Posey obviously is right there. But if he has to move to first for everyone's well-being, then who knows? The Giants right now, they think they've got a couple, maybe even three guys lined up to take over there.
Yeah, it's actually been a very positive part of spring training, and sort of maybe came out of nowhere a little bit that these guys were at least looking that good down here. I knew they had them, but I didn't realize that they were this far along.
No, not at all. Well, because they're all so new to Susak was at Oregon State last year.
Right.
That's a pretty big jump. I mean, you don't figure he's going to be in camp and having Voshi talk about him. And I'm not sure exactly when Joseph converted a catcher, but it's fairly recently compared to most guys who catch. And you know, Hector Sanchez has been around. He's a very good hitter, a wild hacker, as we know. But he's definitely shown he can hit big league pitching. I think they're not completely sold on how he frames the pitches and some of the mechanics behind the plate. But we'll see. You're right. It's all of a sudden just a torrent of riches behind the plate.
All right, so I'm sitting out in the stands today, and all of a sudden there's Fergie Jenkins.
Yep.
And went up, started talking to him. Boy, he could talk about pitching all day long. And, you know, the Cubs said he was through. He ended up going to Texas. He won 25 games and, 284 wins in his career. Very special pitcher. And you talk about Jim Bunning. And, I don't know, you just run into people like that. Fergie Jenkins was absolutely special.
Yeah, he really was. He was a real thinking man's pitcher. He had a wide variety. He wasn't the hardest thrower in the bigs. I think, you know, guys like Bill Hands on the Cubs probably threw harder than he did. But he was just brilliant out there. He's one of those guys who always seemed to be ahead of everyone's thinking in what was the right pitch at the right time. Incredibly consistent. And like all those guys, Billy Williams, Glenn Beckert, and Kessinger, it's amazing, really, when you think back that they didn't win at least one World Series.
Well, I said to him, did Leo DeRocher talk pitching with you? You know, Leo, the lip, you know, the tough manager of the Chicago Cubs, of course, the New York Giants and Brooklyn Dodgers. And he said, well, he'd come out to the bullpen, and I'd be warming up, and he'd go, Jenks, you're going nine today. And that was it. He said nothing else.
Yeah, well, that's music to my ears to anybody. You're going nine today. You know that.
Yeah, and he did.
Go ahead.
Yeah, then he did, and then he went out and went nine.
Yeah, that's the whole history of the game is give me nine until recently.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right, so
that could change.
So I'm sitting there talking to him, and who walks up? Dave Kingman.
Ah.
So, I got a few minutes with him, and we'll work that in over the next couple of weeks. But Dave Kingman, 3 years as a Giant, did he do anything that was remarkable as a Giant? He came out of USC, big power hitter, right?
Oh, God, yes. He hit a home run in 71 that basically won him the pennant at
okay.
the end of the season. But, you know, he was extremely raw at that time. You know, he'd been a pitcher at USC as well as an outfielder. I saw a little bit of him when I was at Cal, and it's like this 6'6" guy on the hill just throwing heat and then just homering out of like two ballparks, the old Bovard Field. I mean, he dwarfed that park many times, and he was an awesome thing to watch. He gets to the big leagues, and you don't know, is he going to be a third baseman? Maybe he's not quite, you know, suited for the outfield. He's really not a pitcher. He really only had a fastball. So, you know, he wound up kind of being a DH type. But, you know, the big wide stance and a ton of home runs, always a show. He never went to go get a hot dog when he was up there.
No. The one thing I remember about Dave Kingman, there were two out and a runner on third base, and he was playing third, and it was a ground ball to third, and he threw home. And I remember Dave Rader was a catcher who was leaving the field at that point because he thought the throw would go to first base. And I'll always remember that about Dave Kingman. But, yeah, he was quite a power hitter. Yeah,
yeah, really
71.
Unfortunately, I was in the press box when Susan Fornoff opened the little box with the rat in it that Kingman sent. As I was so centrally involved in that, it's a hard thing to shake when his name comes up. But he was quite a show.
Yeah, he was. Well, that's spring training, so it's kind of fun to be down here.
Absolutely. Yeah, you never know who you're going to see. That's a great part about it.
So, all right, as a parting shot here for you, just your general impression of the Giants following them down here for a week?
I'm very encouraged about the lineup they're going to put out there. Like, we were hashing out the batting order there. You know, there's some good options there. I really like Crawford in every way. Even if he hit 240, I'd like him. But I think there's a fair chance he hits maybe 260, even 270 this year, the way he's fixed his batting style. The pitching, obviously, is the best. It's the best, I think, overall in the National League. If Wilson throws great, then that's really a lock. I did write a column. I think the bench is really unusually weak. They, you know, unless Brett Pill really develops into a power hitter, they're not going to have that element. You know, they might have some speed if they get Blanco or Graham in there, but, you know, it's just not a fearsome bench by any means. It's, you know, I think, you know, it won't be long before guys like Tommy Joseph and Gary Brown, you know, maybe Joe Panic, get on this team. But right now, I think you're looking at a pretty weak bench.
We'll see today. Gregor Blanco is in there today. Bochy said he's got a good shot of making the club.
That would be great because there's a lot of Andres Torres in him. You know, he's very fast. He's a line drive hitter and he's a good base stealer from what we've seen. He's been caught a couple times, I think. But you know, he's kind of an electric presence that would be great coming off the bench. And you know, with the outfield they have, it's so well set. You know, you're going to need somebody to play out there, and you really don't want it to be Belt, you know, ideally, or you know, so that he's I'd say he probably does have a good chance.
Yeah. All right. Hey, Bruce, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, Marty, you got it.
All right, have a good day. The incomparable Bruce Jenkins. Boy, I love talking ball with him.